download previous episodes of Monday Night Talk and listen to them anywhere. Check out 959watd.com/Monday Night Talk. And now, more Monday Night Talk with your host, Kevin Tachi.
And we are back for our first guest. The little segment right before 6:30, we fondly like to call the State House Report. We've worked hard over the past 2 or 3 years to create relationships with state representatives and state senators. Sometimes we have a constitutional officer who'll join us in chat. And joining us right now is State Representative Shauna O'Connell. Representative, how are you this evening?
Hey, Kevin, good. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
Oh, very well, thanks. We're working hard over here in Taunton, digging out all the snow like everyone else.
Fighting the good fight as always, are you?
Yes.
Yeah, you have a new battle before you. I don't know if it's a battle, but there's a new concern. I know just about a week and a half ago, the speaker, I guess, there was some kind of a move to eliminate the speaker's term limit. Is that true?
Yes, and it actually did happen, unfortunately. So we had what's called the rules debate, where we will debate the rules that we're going to abide by for the coming session, the 2-year session. And if you'll recall, and probably your listeners will recall, in 2009, when the speaker came into the position, he instituted the rule of an 8-year term for the speakership position. And so he's been in this position 6 years. And this year, when they put out the rules package, it comes out in the form of a bill created from the rules. So luckily, Jeff Deal and Jim Lyons filed amendments to put the 8-year limit term limit back in for the speakership position. And we all got up there, you know, a few of us, and debated it and fought for it. But unfortunately, it was defeated.
What is your thought to this? I mean, I know it's kind of hard because you don't have the numbers that you need when it comes to the party line. But I mean, what are the fears that those who are in favor of the term limits, what is the big fear that we're facing here, keeping the same person as speaker?
Well, you know, it's pretty interesting because the argument to, you know, eliminate the term limit and basically let people be speaker for life or as long as they want was that they don't want to weaken their position. Now, we're talking about a majority party that holds all of the constitutional offices and that holds, you know, 125 of the 160 state rep seats and probably, what, 34 or something of the Senate seats.
Right.
So weakening their position, I just can't buy that. And, you know, I think it's just talking about the position and not who the speaker is, but the position, you know, it's a very powerful position. And we've seen over the past, you know, decade or so, we've had, you know, 3 indicted and convicted speakers in a row.
Right.
And, you know, this rule, first it was in, then it was out, then it was in, now it's out again. They keep going back and forth. And, you know, they'll put it in when they get in there. And then all of a sudden, as Jim Lyons, the rep from Andover, said, it becomes inconvenient.
So,
and go ahead.
It sounds like the hokey pokey rule. You put it in, you put it out, and then eventually you shake it all about.
I like that. I was using it with, you know, a yo-yo or a ping-pong game, but I like the hokey pokey one. So, you know, unfortunately, there's a problem with, you know, there's been a problem with corruption and scandals in Massachusetts, and we all know it, and we have to be honest about it. We just went through the probation trial scandal, and to put this position of speaker in a power in a position that's going to allow it to amass even more power is just the wrong thing to do for the Commonwealth and for the people out there and for the families of the Commonwealth.
Is there any action that can be taken by the voters, or is it strictly in-house things, and this is only something that this body can make the rules or change the rules?
You know, I've heard people talking about a ballot question, and now, you know, the Attorney General ultimately has to decide whether those are, you know, lawful and constitutional, but, you know, there's certainly people out there that are raising that possibility. And that's, you know, that's how strongly they feel about it. Because now there's only one person that's going to decide when there's going to be a new speaker, and that is whoever is the current speaker, because it is so improbable that anyone would, you know, go up against and run against a sitting speaker.
Again, we are speaking with the State Rep, Sean O'Connell. Joe, you have a question?
Yeah, State Rep Joe Rossi here. You know, not too long ago, speaking about you know, executive offices up at the State House, there was a report that came out not too long ago, kind of recommending pay increases for some of the more significant offices up at the State House, constitutional offices. That kind of, I guess, it was put aside because the speaker said that he would not support any type of pay raise. But what's your feelings going into this year in terms of
if
it would come up again, and what the taste is up there for that possibly coming in a package type of deal, you know, long further into the legislative session as we've seen in the past?
You know, it seems to be kind of rearing its ugly head again, and there's rumors flying around that may happen, that it will come up in the House of Representatives to raise the pay for, you know, the Speaker, I believe the Minority Leader as well, you know, a bunch of different offices, and also it would end up raising the pay of a lot of the legislators as well. And I feel that, you know, we are not in a great economy, unfortunately. There are a lot of people out there who do not have jobs right now, or who are underemployed, as we call it. They're not making as much as they used to. There's people who are struggling. We're struggling with $765 million budget deficit that Charlie Baker has really done a fantastic job on plugging that hole. There may be an even larger deficit looming about. These snowstorms are going to cost us a tremendous amount of money. So to think that the legislature might give themselves a pay raise at this point, I think is pretty shameful and pretty disgraceful. And I was, you know, while I am a taxpaying voter, but, you know, I think the voters out there should be pretty upset about if something like that were to happen.
Yeah, and you just took the words right. When Joe was asking that, I was almost ready to jump in and say, wait, it's just been reported over the past week that the House and the Senate approved such legislature in regards to close that $768 million deficit gap for this current fiscal year. And we just, it flies in the face of what the governor stated not too long ago, and that is the state has to learn to live within its means. It would kind of go against that, wouldn't it?
Oh, it would. And, you know, and I think the governor is really leading by example here. He cut his own budget by 10%. So that, you know, I think that says a lot right there.
Wait. You mean he didn't do like a $9 million renovation to his office or anything?
Yeah, you mean $11
million? I'm sorry, I was being
right,
kind.
Yeah. No, you know, and he seems like he's a no-nonsense kind of guy. He knows what needs to be done to get us back in shape. And I was actually, before I go there, one thing I will say is that Jeff Deal, again, Rep. Jeff Deal, has really been keeping his eye on this pay raise issue, and he's like a bulldog on that one. So, you know, he's keeping his eye on it too, and hopefully they don't try and sneak it through during an informal session or something like that.
Well, he was, I believe, because I've had conversations with him, and he was like the hawk circling in the sky, you know, right up until, you know, everybody was sworn in January. I know that he was going in and keeping an eye on any sneaky votes, and so you're right on that.
Yeah, he was, and he did it for quite some time. I went in with him a couple times. I know Mark Lombardo did, and Jim Lyons. So, you know, but he's really been a leader on that issue, and thank goodness, because I don't hear too many other people complaining about it.
Before I let you go, have you had a chance to file any bills or co-sponsor anything that's going to be considered for FY 2016? Anything that you've got on your plate for this legislative session that you're going to look forward to working on?
Oh, yes. I have a lot on my plate. I have a very aggressive legislative agenda here. Of course, I want to go further with some more welfare reform, make sure we have a strong program. One of the things I've been trying to do for a few years now is ensure that we have a system where we're checking people's identity. And that doesn't mean just checking their social security number, but that means authenticating their identity, mm-hmm. making sure that number belongs to them. And there's some other states that are using some systems out there that really help you to do that. That'll cut back on a lot of the fraud, not just in the welfare program, but in mass health, which is a huge issue. And, you know, the mass health budget is scheduled to go up about 13% this year, and that's an increase that we just cannot sustain and that we have to do something about. Ensuring that people do not get in that program who do not belong there is one of the best steps I think we can take to some cost savings. And I've also got the Small Business Bill of Rights, which I filed last year, and I've just refiled it again this year. I did a presentation at the Metro South Chamber of Commerce last week, and I'll tell you, the people who attended were so excited about it. They were right behind it, and they really felt like, wow, there's somebody out there that understands what we're doing, what we're going through, and what we need. And a lot of them kept talking about mandates. You know, the state has regulations and mandates that just kill business. And one of the bills that I filed last year and I just refiled ensures that mandates will be reviewed every 5 years instead of every currently they're reviewed every 12 years. And it also ensures that mandates, once they're passed, will not take effect for a year so that businesses can get used to how they're going to do business with these new mandates, how they're going to implement them, how they're going to afford them. So, and there's there's six other bills as well, so it's a really great step forward, an easy step forward to making a better business environment here in Massachusetts.
Well, we want to thank you for joining us, and we hope that folks down in the 3rd Bristol District are contacting you when if they have any issues. But if they don't know how to get in touch with you, how can they do that?
Oh, they can get in touch with me through my website, shaunaoconnell.com. So if any business organization or chamber out there wants me to come and do a presentation on my Small Business Bill of Rights, I'd love to do that. That's what I'm doing. I'm traveling around the state presenting it because I need business right behind me so that we can get this thing passed.
And it's funny you mention that because joining me after our upcoming break is the mayor of Brockton, Bill Carpenter, because I know that's where the Metro South Chamber of Commerce is. So
right, and they were just so receptive when I spoke with them last week. It was really exciting. It was great. So I'm glad to hear that he's going to be on there. And, of course, there was a lot of praise for him and the great job that he's doing right now as well.
Well, we'll look forward to talking with you. It'll probably be after your birthday, but we'll look forward to talking with you. And I know your birthday's with a little less than a month away. So
you know everything, huh?
we got people just like you do, but we'll look to talk to you soon, okay?
Okay, great. Thanks so much, Kevin.
You got it. There's State Representative Shauna O'Connell joining us. We're going to step aside, and when we come back, more Monday Night Talk, I promise.
Is Monday Night Talk with your host, Kevin Tachi, on 95.9 WATD.